Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I'm so excited about today. I had the most fun recording with VHH, aka Very Harry Hill. He's hysterical. If you don't already follow him on Instagram, I feel sad for you because you need to immediately. He also has a hilariously creepy obsession with American Girl dolls and Taylor Swift, which is not creepy and amazing. And obviously, you know, I do too. But I just wanted to answer a few of your questions that you submitted before we get into the episode. Today's episode is really a lot about analyzing Harry's COVID date, which did not go so well. And I've been hearing a lot about your COVID dates. And additionally, I have friends that have gone on a lot of COVID dates that have just not gone so well. And I don't know what that's about. Like, maybe it's just a weird time and you just, you know, aren't connecting as much because you're not around as many people. Like, whatever it is, it's definitely harder to connect right now. And I feel you. Like, I hear you. It sucks. But if you guys have stories of good COVID dates, I would love to hear them and to share them and to read them. So I'm actually going to do like an open-ended question on Instagram where you can submit them and then share those. So hopefully that'll like lift our spirits a little bit. But you asked to talk about pressure to couple up because of the pandemic. There, I feel like there is a lot of pressure. I actually had a friend who on like her second date with a guy, they had the conversation of like, so who else are you dating? Are you seeing anyone? Which is not a conversation that they wanted to have, but they felt like they had to have it because of COVID and like, because they didn't want to put each other at risk. And then they ended up, you know, he ended up kind of like ending it out of the blue and was like, he said something like, I should have like known how I felt about you. And it like they had only been seeing each other once a week for like 2 months. So I don't know if I agree with him, if like he really gave her a chance. But I think what doomed them from the beginning was the fact that they were all in from the second date, which no one should be. I mean, like if you think about dating in a regular way, no one goes all in date two. Like that's absurd. Everyone's still dating other people and seeing what else is out there at date two. So listen, like I'm not saying to go date a million people and be a super spreader, but I think that like after date two or like date five, if they're like, are you still seeing someone you need to know because of COVID security? Like be like, actually I am. And like, I'm seeing, you know, I don't know, like I'm still getting to know you. I'm still getting to know other people. Like that doesn't mean I'm sleeping with people and not being like careful and safe, but yeah, like I am. And I think that's okay. Like it's actually better if you're open about the fact that it's not just one person. It's way worse and like potentially dangerous if you lie and say that you're not and you are. Like that wouldn't be okay. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being open about it. So I would do that. And that would like relieve pressure if I were single and dating during the pandemic. How to know if you want to marry your partner, what to ask yourself. I feel like this one's simple. Like ask yourself if you want to wake up next to this person in like 20, 30 years. And if you do, it's a good fit. And then like ask yourself if you want to be like this person, because we kind of turn into each other. And then ask yourself if they'd be a good parent if you want to have kids. If you don't want to have kids, doesn't really matter if they'd be a good parent. But maybe potentially like it does, even if you don't want to have kids. You know what I mean? Just because you want them to be like a good uncle or aunt. Friends who keep coming back that you want to phase out. This one's tough because for me, at so many different times in my friendships, there are people that I either want to phase out or want, or maybe have tried to phase me out. And then there are things, and maybe this is just the Libra peacemaker in me, but there are things in me that then realize like, oh, but they were there for me, you know, when my grandma passed away, or they were there for me at this point. And like, instead of focusing on our relationship now, I'll think about moments in our past and things like that. And I actually don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I think friendships go through phases. It's like the same thing as a long-term relationship. And like, there's a million relationships in one with that person. So if you're feeling like you want to phase out your friend, but then they keep coming back or vice versa, like maybe there's a reason that they're still coming back. And unless it's a toxic person, like let them back. You don't have to, you can still create boundaries with that person and keep them at an arm's length. But like, if they really want to be your friend, I can't imagine that's the worst thing in the world. How to start combos on dating apps. This is easy. For me, it's like, you really have to act like it's a joke and you're kind of like fucking with someone. I truly feel like that's the best way. Like whenever I grab my friend's phone and like go on their Hinge and stuff, and I'm just like messaging like for fun and like not really caring and saying things like clementines or oranges, or like, do you cut your sandwiches in the middle or like diamond horizontal, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like triangles or halves. Like if you just ask random shit, or you talk about stuff in their profile, like let's say they say like, oh my God, deal breaker, if you don't watch football on Sundays, then you can be like, I don't watch football on Sundays, but like, what snacks do you eat when you're watching football? Like, I don't know, just think outside the box, be weird and don't take it seriously, because everyone can tell if you are. I feel like even if you say to someone like, hey, how is your week going? That seems more serious than if you're like, Swell bottles or Nalgene, you know, like literally ask anything, be random, stop taking yourself seriously, say something that you would laugh at if they said to you. And that's how you start a combo. And also like, it doesn't matter if you start the combo first or they start the combo first. I actually get mad at my friends when like a guy sends them a like and they just like accept it and have them like then reach out again. Like if a guy likes you on a dating app, that's his opener. Like say something back. And also like if you're going to like a guy on a dating app, say something with the like. Don't just like send a like into the world. I think like you can totally be aggressive with a guy at first. But then obviously you need to back away to see like where they're at. I just posted a workout video. I've been doing these like time lapses to kind of remember like the moves and the workouts I've been doing and posting them. And a lot of you were reaching out being like, oh my God, what's your diet? And that's really sweet, first of all, but I don't believe in dieting at all. I actually think it's really bad for you. And I think it's like kind of toxic to restrict what you eat instead of nourish your body, which is why I'm such a fan of Saqqara. You've heard me talk about it all the time, but basically it's like putting the best food in your body so you can feel your best. Like actually scientifically, you will feel good because it's got powerful plant-based ingredients and they're literally designed to boost your energy, improve your digestion, and get your skin glowing. They've got breakfast, lunches, dinners. They have these like programs. If your wedding is coming up, you can do one of their detox programs. It's amazing. And along with delicious, delicious meals, they also have daily wellness essentials like their supplements and herbal teas, like their detox tea, which I love. And if you want to boost your results, you can try their metabolism super powder and just put it in your smoothie in the morning. It's an all-natural remedy for bloating, weight gain, fatigue, etc. Gwyneth Paltrow loves Zakara, so you obviously know that it works. And for you guys, we're offering 20% off your first order when you go to Zakara.com/acme or enter promo code ACME at checkout. So that's Zakara, Sakara.com/acme. Get 20% off your first order, Zakara.com/acme. Check it out and let me know what you think.
Hey guys, it's me, Christelle Lim, co-founder and CMO of Boomo. As a busy working parent myself, I felt like there was a lack of options for parents and I personally needed more support. So that's what we're doing here on Being Boomo. We're here to make your life easier, a little less stressful, and help you navigate through this complex thing called parenting. So subscribe now to Being Boomo at applepodcast.com/beingboomo or wherever you listen to podcasts. Oh, gotta go. See you guys soon.
Tips for moving in together. Well, we just officially did it. I would say you really have to start talking about money, which is like not that cute, but you just got to get it over with. Like you have to figure out a system. Like how are you going to, like, if you're splitting things, you have to figure out like, how are we going to split? Like, are we going to tally everything at the end of the month? Like, are we going to like Venmo each other every time one person gets groceries? Like, just figure that stuff out. And then also like make sure that you're still like having sex and having fun and like also having your own lives. Like, you know, my boyfriend and I are really social. And so we'll like, we have dinner with our friends like a couple times a week. And then we make sure we have like a date night and get that in there too. So having that balance is really good. Also, like when he's out with his friends and I happen to be home, like I get alone time, which is awesome. And then vice versa. So make sure you're not like both always out at the same times versus like both always home at the same times, if that makes any sense. And then first trip together. So ironically, him and I just actually took our first trip together to Maine, which sounds weird because we were like living together for a million months, but we hadn't actually taken a trip together. For us, there was like no difference in taking a trip together than living with my parents, really. But I would say for your first trip together, it can be scary if you haven't like had the poop conversation and like have never had like, you know, 3 days without any space from each other. So if you're someone that likes space, like make sure you do something to feel like you have that space, whether it's like you do a virtual workout by yourself in the morning, or if the gym is open and safe, like you go to the gym alone, or you go on a run for an hour. Also, like, I think you should have the poop conversation. It doesn't have to be disgusting. Like, you can just be like, I'm going to the bathroom. You can put on music. So, yeah. Or, like, you know, have, like, a code word for it. That's what we do. We have a code word and we'll be like, I'm going to take a call. And, like, that's our, like, quote, unquote, I'm going to the bathroom and it's not a pee. And just, like, also make sure that when you're going out to dinner on, like, your first trip together, like, you kind of get deep, like you have interesting conversations. Maybe it's about politics, maybe it's about childhood trauma, whatever it is, like make the trip worth it and really connect and make sure you're checking in with them to be like, is there anything you want to do on this trip that we're not doing? Like, let's check off all the boxes. Anyway, I want to get to Harry and I'm excited to hear your thoughts. Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I am stoked. What a word to be here with influencer, online personality, all around great guy, Harry Hill.
Hey guys, what's up?
What is up? Wait, Harry, is that real name? Like you were born to the name Harry Hill?
No, so my real name is Harrison, but I've always gone by Harry. Sometimes I think about transferring over to Harrison, but I think Harry is where it's at right now.
But regardless, Harrison Hill is like a celebrity name. Like, did your parents think that you were going to be a well-known person? Like, did they know?
I mean, I don't know. I'm the middle child. So maybe they figured that I would be like the broken artist kid, which I am. But I don't know. I think it does roll off the tongue. I think it's the alliteration. I think it's the double H.
It's an amazing alliteration. And Harry, how old are you and where are you from?
I'm 25 years old. Thank you for asking. I'm always so curious about how old people are. Right. And I'm from the suburbs of Chicago. So if you've heard of the North Shore, I don't know maybe a listener or two will know.
Someone definitely will. We've got Chicago people. I actually did a show once in Chicago and I stayed in West Loop and I thought it was all very cool. And yeah, no, go ahead.
It's a fun city. I was just, yeah. I like lit up because I was like, it's so much fun there. It's just not where I need to be right now.
I get that. And speaking of where you are right now, what is your current relationship status?
So I am single right now. Mm-hmm. And I actually did just go on a date like 2 nights ago. And I'm so excited to tell you about it because...
Tell me everything.
I knew I was coming on the show. And mm-hmm. I didn't plan this date to align with the show so that I could tell you about it. But that's manifestation for you.
For sure.
Do you mind if I just like jump right in? Is it too early?
Walk me through it. Like, where did you meet? How did you, like, did you know this person previously? Where'd you go? I need all the details.
Okay, so I have been using Instagram as a dating app for the past couple of years. And I've gone on Tinder. Can I go on Hinge? Is it gay Hinge? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Oh my God, for sure. Any app can be gay. You just change your preference.
I feel like I haven't... Everybody talks about how hot the guys on Hinge are. I feel like every time one of my friends goes on a good date, they're like, oh, I met him on Hinge. So I think I've tried it. Maybe not. I don't know. But I have this thing where I want to meet a guy from like every social media platform. So I've met guys from Instagram. I met a guy from Twitter.
Ooh.
This time, the social media platform of choice was TikTok.
Whoa.
Right? So I was like, I saw this guy on TikTok. And on TikTok, you're not allowed to DM someone unless they are also following you. So I tried sliding into his DMs and TikTok was like, no. So I followed him on Instagram. And I felt like kind of stalkerish about that because I wanted to like keep it on TikTok. But he actually ended up messaging me after I followed him. And I was like, no, you were supposed to wait for me to message you because like I was going to.
Right.
Anyway, we met up over the weekend on Sunday night in Fort Greene Park, which is ironic because I just moved to Manhattan. So it was kind of annoying that I was going back to Brooklyn for a date. But I meet up with this guy and it kind of is like immediately apparent that we don't have that much in common. I think one of the big first ones was like, I mentioned there were a bunch of kids around and I was like, ugh, kids. And he was like, oh, I like want a kid tomorrow. Like I joke about like adopting. Like I tell my friends that they shouldn't be surprised if I just show up with a kid tomorrow. And I was like, oh yeah, that's so interesting.
Wait, but before we analyze that, what on TikTok made you think that it would be a good match? Just the fact that he was hot?
Good call. So he is hot. He's cute. Actually, there's like another piece to this, which is the fact that I haven't been on a date since the beginning of quarantine. So this is my first like COVID date, if you want to call it that. That's weird, but I wanted to do this new thing where usually if I'm about to go on a date with a guy, everybody does it. You screenshot the best picture of him and send it to your friends and you're like, okay, I'm going on a date with this guy tomorrow, like blah, 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 like kind of like talk him up, put him on a pedestal prematurely, whatever. And so with this one, I didn't want to do that and I wanted to pretend like cell phones didn't exist. So I just set up a date with him and didn't tell anybody about him, except for the fact that I was going on a date. But I thought he was funny because I found him on TikTok through his like funny videos.
Right.
And humor is like probably the biggest trait that I want in a guy. And so I thought that was like our foundation was like we met on TikTok. It's 2020. And yeah, so that's why I thought that he would be like a good bet, because I thought he was funny.
I'm kind of freaking out because I don't know if you've looked at the Caviar app lately, but everything is on there. Like Lartuzzi, 4 Charles prime rib, the best burgers, the best food in the city, pasties. Like you don't even have to leave your apartment because every single thing you could ever want to eat in New York City is on Caviar. And I'm sure in all the other cities that it's in. So if you're smart, you already have the app. But if you don't have it yet, you're actually in luck because for our listeners, Caviar is giving you 20% off your first order when you enter the promo code ACME at checkout. The best local restaurants, you can get them delivered right to your door. You can be lazy, but you can also eat like a king or queen. You can get ice cream, breakfast. You can even be healthy and get like a healthy lunch if you're, you know, in the mood for that. So don't forget, you'll get 20% off your first order if you enter promo code ACME, download the Caviar app, and use code ACME for 20% off your first order. Enjoy. It's so funny how we like go after what like we kind of are, but like, and not to be like preachy, but it's like, you don't need someone who's funny because you're funny. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can be the funny one in the relationship and they can still have a sense of humor if they like think you're funny, if that makes
sense.
For sure.
Yeah, no, but I feel like I did, my ex was actually like the not funny one in the relationship and I was
the
funny
one. And that didn't work
either. Yeah, no, I just like wasn't into being, yeah, I just wasn't into that. So I want someone, I don't need them to be funny in the same way that I'm funny, which I think the TikTok guy was funny in a different way. His sense of humor was like a little different. So that's why I thought that it would be a good idea to go on a date with this guy. Like I said, I wanted to try out a guy from TikTok regardless. So I thought he was like a good choice. I meet up with him. He's immediately like, I want kids. And he's younger than me. I'm 25. Ooh. He's turning 24.
And he already wants kids at 23? That's like a weird red flag to me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I was just like, okay, like really, do you really need them right now as we're sitting on this picnic blanket? Another weird thing was like, and now, of course, like it's been 2 days. I've had so much time to like sit through my thoughts about the date because there are so many because the ending of the date is so laughable. The date keeps going. And again, things just keep coming up that we were just like not on the same page about at all. Like he likes cream cheese frosting. I hate cream cheese frosting. Just random stuff like that that does not matter. Because like that's what I and I told him that. I was like, I love that like people have different tastes.
Yeah. You're like, I hate you. But okay, so the cream cheese frosting, things are not adding up that you guys have in common.
They're not adding up. I finally need to pee. We were like drinking like White Claws. So I needed to pee. We're in the park. So I was like, I'm going to just like go pee. It was like dark out. So like I kind of just like whatever, like went up to a tree. And when I came back, I was like looking for him sitting on the hill. And I couldn't find him because then I realized he was standing up folding the picnic blanket that we were sitting on. So like he was like cleaning up our date like as I was coming back. And I was like, oh, shit. I kind of, like, chuckled to myself on the way back because I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm not making this up. Like, this really is kind of just, like, an awkward date because we are just not on the same page about anything. And so I get back and he's, like, off throwing some trash away. And so he's, like, walking back and I'm like, you're just going to run away now? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, it was, like, nice hanging out with you. And he was like, yeah, like, maybe we can see each other again. And I think we were kind of just both saying, like, yeah, we should see each other again, like, to be nice.
Because it's, like, the way to end, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm sorry if that was, like, weird that I just went and peed on a tree. And he was like, no, I probably would have done the same thing, except I live 5 minutes away. And I was like, okay. I'm sorry, like, okay. And then I kind of like tried to do one last little like, I was like, okay, well, if we're going to be like bitchy, which like is so not my vibe. I was like, well, maybe one day we'll end up married. And he was like, yeah, maybe one day you'll want kids.
Oh, I was my
like,
God.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God, this is like so awkward. I want to die. So I told him to get home safely. And he was like, yeah, text me when you get home. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to go. And it was one of those walking away from a date moments where you're just like I was literally just like, did that happen?
Right.
Like, did I miss something back there?
Yep.
Like, did he... I was like, that was the weirdest.
So weird.
Just the folding up of the blanket was so... I was like, okay. And scene.
Right. I mean, it's like, I remember I went, like, I was single a few months ago and I went on, like, that similar kind of day where there was just, like, nothing in common. And then at the end, we both had to wake up early, which is, like, essentially the same thing as rolling up our blankets.
Yeah, it's like an easy out, kind of.
Right. Like, we were both like, oh, I have like an 8 a.m. workout. And he was like, oh, I have a 7 a.m. workout. And it's like, why can't we all just be a little bit more transparent about like not being like, why do we all feel like we have to say like, I'll see you again for sure?
I don't know. And I was thinking about that, too, as I was leaving, because I was like, why did we both just kind of agree to see each other again when clearly we're just like not even close to any sort of chemistry. Like I said, I haven't been on a date since quarantine started, and I was ready to like jump somebody's bones. Like I was ready to like be really into someone. And there was no urge at all for me to like sit up or like get closer to him and like maybe like try to make a move. Like there was no, it just wasn't there. So,
but it's like, that just goes to show like, you know, a lot of people will reach out to me and they'll be like, I don't understand. Like, we had such a good date. You know, he kissed me at the end and like, he said he wanted to see me again, but then like, he didn't text me after. And it's like, yeah, we all are perpetuating this. Like,
yeah.
I've kissed a guy back on a date that I didn't ever want to see again. It's like, why are we like this? I don't know. It's bizarre.
Well, it's because we're, you know, trained to be nice people. Like, I feel like that's just... those are manners, but I feel like there's definitely a line between, you know, not putting your elbows on a dinner table and like kissing someone that you don't want to kiss. Like,
right. Yeah.
It is definitely, no, it's like, it's silly.
It's like that movie. I don't know if you ever saw it. It's called like The Invention of Lying. And it's like with, I think, Ricky Gervais, and like he's the first person to ever tell a lie.
I know what you're talking about, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. And so like, it's like he would go on a date, let's say in this movie, and he'd be like, I'm not enjoying this. And it would be like so shocking that like he said
the truth
or whatever it is. Yeah. It's crazy. But now that you went on this date, I have to ask, just like based on everything that happened, we're obsessed with astrology on the podcast. What is your sign? And do you have any idea what his was?
Yeah. So I'm a Libra and I know. I was really excited for you to ask because I knew we have that Libra connection.
Wait, what? Are you September or October?
October 4th.
Okay, close enough.
So what are you?
September 28th.
Oh, okay. Love that. And I'm a Libra sun, Libra moon, Gemini rising.
Oh, and very interesting. Yeah.
He's a Leo. Mm. And I like Leos. Like, I kind of
think
that they're... I think they're like outgoing and fun and whatever. So I was just like, okay, well, maybe I was wrong about Leos. Like, maybe I was giving them too much credit. No, I'm not changing my mind about Leos. I still like them.
No, but he obviously has like a different rising and moon that makes him less Leo-y. I bet you like there are some Leos, like it sounds like he wants like attention and like likes to be a TikTok star, but like in reality, like his behind the scenes personality might be different. Like he's probably like a Scorpio rising, like Pisces moon or something, you know?
It was, yeah. That's always something that's very interesting to me is someone's online presence versus like how they are in real life, especially in a romantic setting, because you can't really tell how someone will be romantically just by looking at their social media, you know? You have to go on a date with them to find out. But
no, it's true.
He was, yeah. I'm not... He's not the one. And that's the other thing that I kind of just had to, like, get through my head was, like, this was not about either of us. This was simply, like, we are so opposite. And, like, I guess I just hadn't been on a... I have not been on a date where somebody folded up our date and like was like, okay, I'm leaving. So I think that's why I kind of was just like a little shocked.
For anyone who doesn't know this already, I actually do social media management as my other job. And so I've known about Issue for a long, long time. And if you are in the world of social media, or you just want to create really cool things, or you're in marketing, you should absolutely know about Issue. And if you don't know about Issue, I'll tell you, it is an all-in-one platform where you can create and distribute beautiful digital publications like brochures and magazines, and you can create like social media posts just from there, and they make it so easy for you. You upload your like photos, your PDFs, files, and Issue then transforms them using your vision, and you can customize templates to create the content you want. So basically like kind of Photoshop for dummies. But what's great about Issue is once you create the content, you can distribute it everywhere, all through Issue. And did I mention that it's free, which is epic? So in order to get started with Issue for free, or if you want to sign up for a premium account, you can get 50% off. You just go to issuuu.com/podcast and then use the promo code ACME. So issuuu.com/podcast and use the promo code ACME at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's issuuu.com/podcast and promo code ACME. Check it out. Also, like going back to the kids thing, like, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but like, it sounds like you were just making a joke. Like, maybe you would be open to kids one day, but like,
yeah, I'm like, I would never say never. Like right now, I'm pretty like, kids are just like not my vibe, and I'm never right. afraid to like be like, can that kid like get a room or something?
Totally. I mean, literally, we were just talking about how there's a screaming baby behind me. And like, I didn't for sure want to have kids one day. But right now I'm like, okay, I don't need a crying baby like all around me. And that's okay.
Yeah. And I think that it stuck out so much. And it was like towards the beginning of the date. Sorry, there's drama with the sirens outside.
it's okay.
But I think it stuck out because he was so firmly like, oh no, like I want kids. And I was like, oh no, I wasn't right. saying that I didn't. I was just like making a little comment.
Right. And you don't think you're ever going to talk to each other again?
No.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if he reached out, and I am certainly not going to. So I think I'm going to wait. My plan is to wait a couple days and then just unfollow.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No, that's fine. You mean unfollow on TikTok or on Instagram?
Both.
Yeah. I mean, or why maybe, should you keep following him?
Yeah, I don't know. So that was a bust, but I am glad I went on the date, and I am definitely going to try for another. Maybe I won't. Another TikTok guy? No, maybe I should try Hinge.
No, why not? But TikTok, for the most part, I think it does show someone's personality. Like, obviously, this guy was a miss, but who knows about the next one?
Well, it's weird because it's like it showed too much of his personality where, like, he didn't measure up in reality. Like, he just wasn't. I was like, you're the same guy that's posting these funny videos from your bedroom. Sitting here right now that, like, doesn't really seem to have that big a sense of humor. Like, I don't know.
Right. Well, I feel like that just goes to show it's like a lot of these people, especially on TikTok, who like are showcasing their personality and like they seem so one way, like are not like that. It's like, you know, like I have girlfriends who post like suggestive photos on Instagram, but in reality, they're like what people would consider prude, you know? So it's like everyone has a different online persona, and like one really knows until they know each other.
I know. And I love that because it keeps me on my toes, and it has kept me entertained thus far. That date was just a fluke. We're going to call it that and like wash our hands of it.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to hear more about your podcast. Tell me what it's called and like what you guys generally talk about.
So I have a pop culture podcast called Scrolling with Harry and Austin. And Austin and I met on Instagram. Surprise, surprise. And we were both living in Brooklyn, and we just, you know, it was time to have a podcast. I'd always kind of wanted one. So we started it in February, and it's been a weekly thing where we kind of just talk about everything that has made us slow our scrolls the week, during the week.
What was like the latest scroll conversation? Like, what have you, and I do really want us to get a little bit into folklore because I think it's really important to discuss.
Oh my God.
What post folklore has come up that has been interesting pop culture wise? And like, do you follow all the accounts like Dumois, like, you know, that talk about what's going on with celebrities?
I definitely follow a lot of people, and I'm definitely very plugged in, I would say, to like what's going on. WAP, wet ass pussy. I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
Yeah, you are. And I just watched the music video in bed with my boyfriend last night, and I was like, we're watching porn together. Like, this is so crazy.
Literally. So we spent a lot of the past week's episode talking about WAP. And I thought it was really, the Kylie moment for me was so good.
Well, I need to break down the Kylie moment. And first of all, happy belated birthday, Kylie, because it was yesterday. But
23.
What was her point? Like, what was her, she just walks by and like goes into a room. Is her significance in the video to be like, I have a wet ass pussy, like FYI?
No, I don't think so. I think her position in the video was simply to generate buzz for the video. And mm-hmm. I think that they wanted, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion wanted a buzzy moment. I mean, the whole video is a buzzy moment. And all of the like rappers and influencers at the end of the video that are also shown.
Who else was in it? Because I only recognized Kylie, but I was like, am I that old? Like, who are these people?
Well, and that's the other thing too. I think that they... And Cardi has said this, like, she posted for Kylie's birthday and she was like, you know, I wanted all kinds of women in this video. We all have wet ass pussies. Like, yeah. trying to defend Kylie's position because the internet was pretty mad about it. I think there was Normani, Rosalia, and then some other ones that I don't know. I think Normani was like the best cameo. She killed it. She was the one in the black and white room.
Oh, yeah, that was hot.
That was doing the splits. Yeah, so she was really good. I think they just wanted Kylie Jenner, the, you know, arguably one of the biggest social media influencers slash mogul slash just people in general on the planet to be in their video. And cutting the music and, like, I didn't know it was going to be Kylie. So when that came on the screen, when she walked by, I was like, I had to grab the wall.
Yeah.
So
yeah, her body looked amazing. I also feel like it's great because it's like normalizing. Like, guys are always talking about like their dicks and like, oh, my dick's so big. Like, no woman ever talks about like their WAP.
Yeah, no, literally. And I feel like, I mean, as a gay guy, I think I'm kind of in this like separate like place where I'm not, it didn't shock, like, I was surprised at the amount of shock that was expressed on Twitter and stuff, because I was like, maybe I'm just someone who's grown up on the internet, but like, was that really that crazy that you guys want to ban this video and song? Like, I don't understand what was so crazy about it, except for the fact that it was like vulgar in like a very, you know, surprising way, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like, how vulgar is it really? Actually, that reminds me, I saw this TikTok and this woman goes, told my mom WAP stands for worship and praise. And she just posted in need of some WAP this morning on Facebook.
Oh no. Oh my gosh.
I'm dead for that.
The kids on TikTok are wild.
It's insane. But like, you just said that you grew up in this internet world, and I'm so curious because everyone always wants me to talk about this, but I'm like, I don't really know enough about this. Like, what do you think of the whole cancel culture? Like, do you think that that's like toxic? Do you think it's necessary? Do you think like these people who are being canceled should be canceled?
I actually love that you bring that up, because cancel culture is something that I have been super intrigued by mm-hmm. especially in the past couple months, but I don't think it's really real. I think it's become kind of a moot point where if everybody online is being canceled left and right, like who is actually being canceled? And I think that, you know, when you do something too much, it loses meaning. And I think the internet collectively, we've gone after too many people for too many stupid things. And now it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf. Like now we're trying to cancel people and like people are like not here for it because there's no line anymore of like what you can be canceled over. You can't really, it seems like you can't say anything or do anything. Like you have to do everything perfectly and align your views with everybody else. Like it's just, I think it's a moot point by now. I think it's interesting seeing someone like Ellen be canceled. I don't know if you know what's going on with her right now. Just her show is being investigated, her workplace is being investigated.
Right, and her statement was a little ridiculous. She's like, I can't believe the people working for me would do this. And it's like, no, bitch, like you did this. And now your apology even is throwing people under the bus. So it's like, you are seeming to be outing yourself as like this evil person people say that you are.
I think someone like Ellen's cancellation, I feel like, is justified as someone who allegedly has created a toxic workplace and mistreated so many people. That makes sense. Yeah. But when it's someone who said something in an interview that gets misconstrued and taken out of context and then they get canceled for it for 3 days.
Right, then that's different.
Yeah. Like, are you ever afraid of being canceled as someone who is in the public eye and has a podcast where you're saying a bunch of stuff?
All the time. Literally all the time. I mean, granted, like, I'm a Libra, so I'm so careful no matter what about what I say, right? Like, I'm so, like, scales. Like, I'm like, I never want to tip the scales. Like, so it's really important to me to, you know, like, filter myself. And I feel like I do, like, I make an extra effort to be, like, tactful. But I think even more so during this time, it's like, I remember on, like, an episode a few episodes ago, like, Kanye West had just, you know, had his like public breakdown. And a lot of podcasters were going on saying like, oh, he's crazy. Like what a psycho, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, bipolar disorder is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And very much pulling a Kim K as our head Libra. And I was like, and no one should talk about it. And like, that's the reality. And, you know, obviously with Black Lives Matter and like anti-Semitism, I addressed all of that stuff. Like I think it's really important, but it's also like I'm doing an event coming up with my friend Serena, and a lot of people have been like shooting me DMs being like, how could you do something with Serena? She hasn't been social distancing. And like, it's like everyone has something to say about someone else. And like, you just have to worry about yourself and what you're doing. Like, I am not going to parties right now because that's just something I believe in. I have no control over other people that I might be friendly with, and I'm not going to cancel them in my life because they're doing X, Y, and Z. I might not, you know, hug them next time I see them, but it's like, you can only control yourself. And I do agree with you. It's like, everyone makes these choices and like, yeah, maybe I don't agree with them. I definitely didn't agree with like, you know, Ariel Charnas bringing COVID to the Hamptons or whatever she did, but am I going to like come on here saying like she's a bad person? Like, no, because I don't know anything. I just can show by example like how I want to be. And I feel like that's like how it has to be, right? Like, what do you think? Are you nervous about saying something and getting canceled in some way?
I think that it has literally snuffed a light in me. Like the fear of being canceled, the fear of saying the wrong thing. I feel like I'm so censored and I am so worried about everything that I'm getting to a place where like, I just don't care. And I don't want to be that person that's like, fuck it. But it's true when you are dealing, especially when you have followers online and you are meeting up with somebody else that has followers online or has been through a like controversy or
right,
it's like, are we not allowed to I just hate this idea that everybody, that if you, like, I'm trying to find the words, because if you even acknowledge something, it means you're, like, for it, or...
Right, or, exactly.
And that is, like, the weird part to me, where it's, like, we're not even allowed to have opinions or thoughts anymore. Like, we just need to, like shoot people down left and right if they don't say the right thing or do the right thing. I just, that's not interesting to me. It's not realistic to me. People are going to do what they're going to do, like you said.
Right.
And it's
no,
not,
it's crazy. Yeah.
It's, yeah. So that's my, it's, I love that you asked me about that, because I literally do think about it so much. And I am definitely, I feel like I've been silenced by,
I mean, the one thing I would say that is good is, like, it has created a lot more self-awareness in people. Like, you don't want to come off as tone deaf. So now everyone checks themselves before speaking. Like, for example, if you're out in the Hamptons during the during COVID, you should not be saying, like, oh, this is so hard, you know? Like, no, like, people have it worse. But, like, can you say if you've had a bad day emotionally? Like, yeah, there's, like, a line, you know? Like, should you complain about your circumstance? No. But can you be honest about how you're emotionally feeling? Yes. Like, there's, like, different ways of going about things. And, like, that is one positive thing, I would say.
Yeah, I think I think everybody is definitely more self-aware. And especially, like, this year, for sure, I've made strides in, like, just all aspects of my life and the awareness that I have for everything and, like, the world at large. But it also does come down to what you're saying of, like, I don't know if I can say X, Y, or Z, because what if somebody is going to take it the wrong way? What if somebody is going to, you know, take it out of context and be like, oh, he thinks this or he's doing this, when it's just, like, not even true at all?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. So we do this really fun thing on our Instagram that I feel like you're going to enjoy. You've probably seen already, but we ask these poll questions every day. So I'm going to do a little rapid fire poll question answer with you. It's usually yes or no, but sometimes it's like red flag or deal breaker, blah, blah, blah. Okay. You notice the account of a love interest before you in the, like, recent part of your significant other's Instagram, like, AKA they were, like, looking at their ex's Insta. Is that a red flag or is it normal?
I think it's normal.
Yeah.
Wait, can you repeat it? Cause I
no, like, it's like you, let's say you have a boyfriend and he was, like, looking at his Insta and he last searched for his ex.
Oh yeah. I think it's normal only because, you know, we like to check up.
Yeah. Always. Everyone does.
Yeah.
Everyone does. Is it normal to start bickering and arguing 4 months into a relationship after, like, hanging out every day since getting together?
I think it depends on what you're bickering and arguing about. I, like you, am a Libra, and I just don't subscribe to, like, bickering. Like, I know it can't be,
like,
helped
literally
sometimes, but, like, I just am, I opt out. I'm like, well, I understand, like, I get it, but I don't need to bicker and argue. So,
yeah, I would, like, say we don't need this aggravation.
Yeah, I would say it's normal, but I would not say that I would engage.
I honestly don't think it's normal. Like, 4 months in, you should be fucking thriving. Like, you should be in full honeymoon period.
That's true. I feel, you like, know? One through, what would it be? Like, 1 through 6 is probably, like, smooth sailing.
Yeah.
1 through 6 months.
For sure. Even past that. Okay. So you've been dating your significant other for a year. But recently have been long distance due to COVID. Is it normal or a red flag to feel an urge to flirt or think about another person maybe that you work with?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's like almost unfair to ask you because you're literally all Libra and Gemini. So, like, you're a huge flirt.
Yeah, no, I am like, yeah, no, I definitely am caught, but,
caught.
No, I definitely don't think that it's
normal.
We're all, especially right now, who knows what protocol is.
I'm with you. Is it a red flag if your significant other introduces you as their friend, or is it a deal breaker?
That's a deal breaker. And that is, like, That is just so weird. That's a trend on TikTok right now where you record yourself having a
I saw that. Yeah. And saying like I'm at my friend's house.
Yeah. And watch what your boyfriend does or your girlfriend. Yeah, I think that's just odd. I think the only time that would be okay is if you are in the early stages of dating and you don't know what you are and you haven't talked about it yet, which like would probably prompt that talk. Or maybe if it was like a work thing and you didn't want to say that you were bringing your significant other to like a work party.
But here we are making excuses.
Yeah. Here we are. I know. I want to make sure that everybody's happy.
Right. But no, that's definitely deal breaker.
That's weird,
status.
Yeah.
Your significant other of a year and a half says you make them happy and genuinely enjoy spending time together and loves you, but they're still having doubts about your relationship in the long term. Do you end it or keep trying?
I would probably end it. Again, it depends on how... No, a year and a half, I feel like I would end it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to. Is it rude to date multiple people right now without telling either person because of COVID?
Yes. That was actually the other night. The guy was like, yeah, like I've been on like a couple COVID dates, but like I wouldn't go out with just anybody. And I was like, what does that mean? Like what? Yeah, like I'm just anybody. Like yeah. I'm a random guy. So,
right.
But it didn't make me feel unsafe. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm not being very precautious, but
right.
If you've had COVID, like if you have a history with COVID or like have antibodies or whatever, like I would be very upfront about that.
Yeah, me too.
But I also don't think.
I think people are going to be savages anyway, you know?
Yeah. And I think that people are going to find a way to like date regardless, and they have and they will, and you know, if this is like a new normal, I hate that, but like
right. No, it's true.
People are gonna start to come out of the woodwork.
It's very true. Okay, last one. Do you believe in jinxing things? You feel like you're very open with friends, and like you actually just talked about this. You were like, I didn't tell them about this date. Do you believe that like you can be jinxing it when you like put someone on a pedestal before a date?
1,000%. I think that not even with romantic interests, but like with all things in life, like I don't like to jinx things. I don't like to speak too soon. I like to make sure that all my ducks are in a row before I show them off. So I think you can definitely jinx something.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. Everyone's like, oh my God, you and your boyfriend are so cute. Like, is he the one? And I'm like, yeah, like let's see,
like, I really,
you know,
like even
because yeah. I'm like just nervous about the jinxing. Harry, you have been an amazing guest. This has been such a fun combo. Do you have a quote or piece of advice that you could leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I think my piece of advice would be, let's see, that's a good one. I have so many. I love like tidbits and morsels and pieces of advice, but I think my piece of advice would be to do what you need to do right now and let others do what they need to do right now and wear a mask when it's appropriate.
That's beautiful.
I feel like I wish I had like something more. I'll think of it later and I'll...
I'll
send it into the
ether. No one has said anything COVID-related for advice yet. So I think that's crucial. And where can everyone find you, follow you, and listen to your podcast?
You can find me at Very Harry Hill on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And you can find my podcast at High Scrolling on Twitter and in the Spotify store. Spotify Arena, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can find Scrolling with Harry and Austin. And yeah, that's how you can find me. Maybe
amazing.
On the Upper
also,
East Side.
I realized that we never spoke folklore, so I have to follow you on TikTok so you can see my latest folklore TikTok.
Oh my God. Yes, I'm so excited. Wait, I need to ask you like one question. What's your favorite song on folklore?
Right now?
I know it changes.
Invisible String.
Okay, me too. Oh my God, there's totally an invisible string tying us together right now.
Totally. I love Bad Was the Blood on the
Bad
song.
Was the Blood, amazing. Yeah. I think I'm going to get Time, Curious Time, literally tattooed across my chest. So
ooh, that's
stay
hot.
Tuned for that.
Okay. I'm going to stay tuned for it. Tag me if you do.
Okay, I will.
Thank you so much, Harry. You've been awesome. Everyone, check Harry out and write us a review if you like the episode.